afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 204th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as new Mainers. My guest today is African Dandata. He was born in South Sudan, raised in a refugee camp in Uganda until he was 10, when his family was resettled in 1999 in Virginia, before they eventually found their way to Maine. He was a guest on my show in 2017, which was the 152nd edition, and additionally, he and his friend James Schwaka also helped me to host Thanksgiving and Christmas specials that same year. To hear his previous interviews, visit newmainerspeak.com and search under the archive shows for African Dandata. Welcome back to New Mainers Speak, my friend.
Yes, African Dandata. I thank you. New Mainers Speak, we back.
You're back. You're a musician, and you share your rap music all over the city, performing before children and peers and Mainers of all sorts. Can you tell us when you started rapping and how you got so good at it?
Well, I would say I didn't get good. It's just that I found myself. Because at the end of the day, I just feel like now I'm more open to communicating with people. And at one point, I felt like I was learning. But really, I just needed to just let people hear. Because, and that's all I got to say to anybody out there that's trying to do anything. You know, the best thing you can do is just try and go on from there. Because the learning process really comes natural, and then people adapt, and you can adapt.
Yeah, it's so important not to keep your talent hidden, but to have the courage to go out there and be seen.
Exactly.
So how do you get the courage up? Do you get nervous before a performance?
Oh yes, I get very nervous. I start shaking, sweating. I start losing my words, and that's why when I'm on stage, I yell and I shout and I go blah blah blah. It's really just to take away the anxiety. I'm literally going to war every time I get on stage. People don't know that, but I go to war.
I love that you're willing to say that. So it's not that performing is just for people who are real cool cucumbers. You know, you have something to say, so you override that, you go to war, and you put yourself out there.
Exactly.
That takes guts.
Yep.
When did you start rapping? How old do you think you were when you were starting to have a voice?
I remember in middle school. My voice really started back home when, you know, people can go back to the old New Mainers the episode and really find out about. But really, where it really took off was in middle school, where me and a buddy of mine, his name was Tang Santiago. But my music teacher was trying to get us to make music, trying to get the class to make music. And you know, me and my buddy, we just stood up. We were like, we're rappers. The teacher's like, okay, you guys are rappers. Let's see what you guys can do. And then we was a little embarrassed at first. So he's like, come back next week. And then, you know, let's see. Next week, you guys got a presentation for the whole class. So that 1 week, we just thought about songs. You know, we thought about ideas. And then in class, we just came in and the teacher put us on the spot, and we had to rap. And I truly believe that's, I go back to those days of being put on the spot. And then, because at the end of the day, it's about testing how strong you really are.
Mm-hmm. You were given an opportunity and you took it.
Exactly.
You could have just said, no, I'm nervous.
Exactly.
You didn't. You rose to the occasion. And you rap about very positive messages. I think of you as a real optimist. Yet you've lived through kind of difficult times. And I wonder what keeps you so positive.
You know, you know, there's a bigger picture to this whole thing, this whole life thing, this whole, and the way I see it is, for me, I got nephews and nieces. I don't really care if I ever have any kids or not. I got a lot of nephews and nieces. I got one of the biggest families out there. Google me, African Dandata. But all I'm saying is, it's about the youth, the younger generation. I really don't care about anything else because at the end of the day, you know, we're getting older. And as we get older, we can either make the younger generation dumber or we can make him smarter. So what do you choose?
Yeah. And somehow you don't get caught up in all the details of daily life that wear people down. Somehow you can let go of those sometimes and zoom out and see the big picture of our connection and the love and what holds us all together.
Yes.
Where did you get that? Who influenced you to see the world that way? Or did you just come that way?
I feel like my parents really did a big part. Yeah, first things first, let me shout out to my mom and my dad. You know, great people. They're out here representing, man. They're representing for me. And I'm out here representing for them. I mean, and that's how it goes. But at the same time, you know, my grandparents were great people, really great people. My grandfather alone, he was a very powerful person. This is a man who never went to school. He never went to school, but he was a man of wisdom. He can speak to you in words that can either destroy you or make you, but you get to choose what you want. My grandfather knew how to pick words. He knew how to speak to people. And sometimes he would just tell you straight up how it is, and then you go on from there and you pick what you want. But and then my grandmother, she was very peaceful and very down to earth. And then my grandparents were very powerful, and me and them were best friends. You know what I mean? Me and my grandfather were best friends, and then we used to call each other bosses. In my language, we say a bam bam. A bam bam means boss. You know, he calls me a bam bam. I call him a bam bam. And then throughout my whole life is this thing that I always felt this powerful. And it's just that I always had people around me who always like push me down. But at the end of the day, all I could say is, you know, surround yourself with good people, you know, and make sure you go out there and show your elders some love, man. And it's very simple. Just show some love and you're going to get some blessings.
I think that's so wise. And here you are caring very much about the younger generation and then talking about how you were formed by someone caring about the younger generation. Someone took an interest in you, and stick with the people who are going to support you and you'll keep rising.
Yes. And I got other mentors here too. Let me shout out to all my mentors.
Sure.
Roberto Mendoza. He's shout out to Roberto Mendoza, you know, one of my mentors who kept me going. Shout out to Danny Muller. I haven't seen you in a while, but, you know, one of my other mentors. Shout out to Chris Wiltsey, you know, one of my first mentors who actually did a documentary on me. And I he had the heart to take a chance on me and flew me out to California to do this documentary on me. And then one of my first big shows and the first time I ever been to a professional studio and the last time I ever been and recorded to in a professional studio. So, and right now, for all these people, I thank them all for their success, but at the same time, I thank them for showing me that I can succeed. And then, all I can say is, you know, my elders, they're the ones who made me so powerful. And I'm not just saying my elders, as in my grandparents and my mom and my dad, but I mean my uncles and any one of my older cousins and because everything that each one of them people went through, all the life struggles and all that, I got to learn from each one of those. And then, yeah, I really thank each one of y'all. Yeah.
Your gratitude is profound. It's a big part of who you are. And I love that about you. I kind of feel like you're a minister or a preacher, or, you know, you have such a values angle. And you feel the love, you encourage other people to feel the love, and you're grateful for all that have helped you to access that.
Yes.
Would you be willing to do a song for us so listeners can get a feel for your style and your talent?
Yes, I can. I can spit some for them real fast. So yeah, I thank you all for tuning in. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, so this piece is called We All the Same, and we're going to play it at the very end of the show. It has been released on YouTube for an hour, so you can be one of the first people to listen to it. We're going to listen to it at the end of the show, too, but he's going to give us a little feel for his sound. Please, it's all yours.
So this song is really for the people, and what I really, because I've been releasing a chili music and hip hop and all these. So I got the raw and then the authentic, and then the I also got the smooth that I got for the people. My main mission was, ever since the beginning, was to connect to as many people as I can, and then yes, to connect to as many people as I can. So it's only right for me to make all these different styles of music. It's only right for me to connect to each person one by one. And yes, we are all the same. But first things first, I would like to spit a quick freestyle for you guys.
Please.
All I want to know is there a better place. A place where I can live without another case. A place where I can go and spend most of my days. A better place, a place where I can show my face. Being broke is something I don't tolerate. My broken heart only makes it hard to wait. But still I wait, hope one day you'll take me away to a better place where all we do is meditate and make love just to take away the hate, where we party every day like a holiday. A place where I can tell my kids everything's okay, where I don't have to live like I'm another slave. Let me pray for a sanctuary where everything is sweet like strawberries. A place where I can see myself getting married. Not the cemetery. I thank y'all. One love to the people. We out here.
Wow. And that was African Dundada, just doing a little freestyle. Now, that wasn't We All the Same.
It wasn't.
Oh, okay. So you still have a little We All the Same tucked
yes.
in there?
Yes.
All right, great. So prepare yourselves for a little more African Dundada.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to give him my signature sound.
They heard that.
Oh, man.
God is good. The people are good. The city is good. You are good. I thank you. I thank you for being a part of this, a part of the movement. One love to the people. Thank you, Kate.
You are very welcome. My pleasure. Did you want to do some of We All the Same? No. Okay, we'll save that for the end. If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is African Dundada. He just performed some freestyle for us, and he's going to perform. We'll hear his new release of We All the Same at the end of the show. He performs like this all over town, all over the community, at functions of all kinds. Perhaps you've heard him out and about. You are a person who thinks about community a lot and tries to meet the needs of others so we might all live in this enriched and balanced town together. I wonder if you can tell us about your Sounds of the City platform that you're working on and how exactly that might be able to help others showcase their own work, their sounds.
So yes, Sounds of the City is really for the community and not just for, let's say, the main community. But it's something that I want to take to every city, and it's really to provide services, help for the underdogs, for the people who don't get the same opportunity as everybody else. For that one kid who wants to get on stage and showcase his talent, and then you don't have to be this rich person to be a part of the movement, because the movement is for the people. And then when we can provide opportunities for people, that's how we better the youth. And then when the youth are good, that's how we better the world. Really, really think about that. So the platform Sounds of the City is as of right now, we perform at most of the venues out here, and venues like Empire, Geno's Rock Club, One Longfellow Square, and more to come. And I'm shout out to Congress Square Park. You know, they have been supporting us since the beginning. You know, yeah, we also got more opportunities coming as Sounds of the City is not just for the hip hop community. It's for all types of music. And not only that, but we also try to add art in there. So it's really about how we can make this community more beautiful with music, art, and at the same time, performances. And
it makes the city come to life when there's someone performing in the park.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that. And so you're trying to make sure that new voices get a chance at the microphone.
Exactly. And the way I look at it, I already did it. I literally already did it. There's people who are older than me trying to follow my footsteps. I already did it. All I can say is that it's now just time to leave it behind. It's time to just leave it behind. I just want some to leave behind for my community. And that's it. Sounds of the City. It's not an African Dundada thing. It's the people thing. It's for the people. And then it's that simple.
Yeah. Music is so much like poetry. And sometimes poetry can communicate so much in some chosen words. Mm-hmm. And I think about that being part of the best part of freedom.
Exactly. Right?
That you have a freedom to express yourself. And you're here to encourage young people and older people even to express themselves. Step up to the microphone. Shake off your anxieties and put yourself out there so people can love you.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I really love it. What inspired you to make music happen for others?
You know, in the beginning, I just wanted my grandparents to see me perform. And I literally wanted my mom and my dad and, you know, but my mom and dad, my mom got to see me perform. My dad got to see me perform in videos. And, you know, my grandfather got to see many videos of me performing. But he never actually got to hear any song because I never released any music. So it's like, yeah, I've done all these shows without ever releasing music. So my grandparents never got to see me do anything with music except for a few videos of me performing in town. But I always just wanted them to be able to see me perform or just to have something for them, just to bring them to my show. And then that's just something I never got to do. So that's why I'm taking this like to the next level now. It's just that I never got to show the people that really cared about me my gift.
That's right. So you're inspired by that love that they showed you. You want to show some back to them.
Yeah.
And now you want to make sure that can help happen for others.
Yes.
I like that you're focused on changing the way people think. You've talked about really wanting to change the world through communication. And you've also talked about people really need to make a living wage. When people put themselves out there day in and day out working hard, that has to be enough to cover the costs so that we can live,
because
mm-hmm. that's only part of it. So could you say more about your experience with making a living wage and what you might like to see happen to see how that can be better in our town?
Well, the way I see it is, you know, I've been in America for, 19, 20 years now. And at the same time, I lived in a refugee camp in Uganda for 10 years. So altogether, 29 years in this world. But what I got to see is that, you know, all people are thinking about is money nowadays. It's about, you know, how big your car is or how nice your car is, how nice your clothes are, how nice everything is, or how big of a house you live in. And then where I come from, we didn't think about money all the time, because whatever we needed, we grew on our own land. If we needed food, we grow our own food. We needed meat, we had our own livestock. So, and then you come to America where there's little kids who are talking about making money and getting rich. How is that possible? You don't know you're already rich?
Great question.
We got little kids trying to be rich at a young age. Come on. We need to go back to the beginning, and people need to understand how rich they really are. We are all very rich. The riches is us being together, us really communicating with people. Imagine if we can party every day like it's a holiday. Really think about that. That's what life should be about. It's not about waking up and going to work. And though we need that, because there needs to be a balance. But at the same time, it's about, we need a new way of thinking. We need a new way of thinking. I feel like this whole money thing was all just a setup to keep us all small, to keep us all down. And then if you really think about it, money is printed. How is it that something that runs my life is printed?
Such a great question.
How are you going to run my life with something that's printed?
I really think this is where diversity enriches our community so much. You come from a place where money basically wasn't even needed. You want a house, you build it out of mud bricks and reeds. You need some food, you grow it. Money was just something that came and went, but didn't control your consciousness. And here, you can spend your whole day running around chasing money and not having time to sing a song with some friends.
Exactly.
Maybe we're missing the point.
Yep. I feel like the world is missing a very big point because people are forgetting how powerful they are, or people are forgetting that all these materials don't really mean anything, because there are a lot of rich people out there that spend most of their time trying to give their money away. You ever ask yourself why this rich person is so rich but wants to give the money away? And then you look at this broke guy, this lady who is broke and lives in this one apartment, whatever, house out there, let's say in Cambodia or something. You know, she's peaceful and happy because she got less, but it's, I guess all I'm saying is nothing really matters. Nothing really matters.
Things don't matter.
Yep. It's all a way to just keep you small. Nothing really matters except for just one love and spreading the positive energy and just really sticking together. That's all that really matters. Other than that, all these stuff that everybody's trying to get or whatever, all that stuff means nothing.
Yeah, we're chasing an illusion.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you for reminding us of what really does matter. It's beautiful. When I have heard you perform in public, I'm touched by the big-hearted love that you share with everyone. Like a blessing, you remind us all that we're connected, that we are the people, we belong to the city. I love that idea. You also talk about self-love and how important that is. What does self-love have to do with success?
I feel like for you to succeed, you got to really know that you already succeeded in yourself. You know, I truly believe it starts from inside, and then after that, you'll start to see how your life changes. It's, self-love is, you can't, you can't say you're happy if you're not happy on the inside. or you can't, yeah, self-love, all I can say is go out there, work on yourself. Go out there, work out, jog, run, drink some water, take care of yourself, and then but don't forget, self-love doesn't just start from you working out and all that. It starts mostly from the mind. The day when you realize how strong and powerful you are, that's when everything changes. It's that simple.
You're not a sum of your electronics that you own.
Exactly.
I love your concept that we belong to the city. And again, I think that is somewhat of an African concept. You belong to your tribe. You belong to the land. You belong to your people. Here, we seem to belong to our thing, or things belong to us, maybe. You're asking for a little more balance.
Yeah.
I like your balance there, too, between go for a run, drink water, stay healthy in a physical way, so that you can contribute something of substance to the community.
Exactly.
You are the people.
Exactly. The people, you know, the people, what people forget is, you know, the people, we are all literally one. At the end of the day, we are all literally one. When you ever notice that, you know, when somebody dies in the community, everybody hears about it. Everybody hears about it. Not only, or when the lights go off in the city, most people feel that effect. When it rains, most people feel that effect. When it's very beautiful outside, I want to go out there to the beach. Most people do too. So all I'm saying is, we're all living in this one bubble. And we're not seeing how big the bubble is, or we're caught up in this little bubble. We're not seeing how big it really is. This Maine thing is bigger than just Maine. I truly believe that for the world to change, it got to start from Maine. And it's not about changing the world, but it's about for the world to be a better place. I feel like it starts with Maine. It starts with Africa. It starts wherever you are. And it's just that we're in Maine. So it starts from here. And I truly believe that. And then let me remind you that Maine is the first place where so many immigrants came at one short amount of time. Maine is where so many immigrant youth grew up out here. So many of us got to, like me, for example, I got to live all different styles of life because of being in Maine. I got to see all these different cultures because of being in Maine.
Yeah, the modern new world.
Exactly. And then Maine is like the small San Francisco. And look at San Francisco. Everybody wants to be in San Francisco. But Maine is the one place where it's small enough you can walk around. I mean, Portland, Maine. You can walk around. Portland, Maine is just like the small San Francisco. Not Maine, but Portland. But you can walk around everywhere. You can go see the beauty. I feel like most of the people in the city don't get to see the beauty that we got out here. And I encourage you to go out there and really enjoy the city. Really, you know, participate in the city. You don't have to show the love because we already got enough love over here. We'll spread the love. But you just go out there and love yourself. That's it. Just love yourself and it's going to add on to the love we got.
You're a remarkable person, African Dandata.
Thank you.
You put your ideals about our connections to one another and your richly developed gratitude before a more commercial and superficial view of daily life. And you remind us all that we belong to one another, and you aren't afraid to say so. Thanks so much for coming back on my show to share your beautiful vision with us today.
Thank you, New Man to Speak. Thank you, Kate.
And I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that African Dandata has created and put up on YouTube for us just today. Tell us about this song before we hear it.
So this song is called We All the Same. And I literally I put it together a day ago after this interview came to be, because I do got a lot of people who support me in different ways. Like I'm not all my supporters are just Africans. And then I got supporters all over the city. Not only that, but all over the world. I got people in Australia. I got people in Canada, the UK, a lot of people in Africa. So basically what it is this song is just to sum it all up, that we are all the same.
Thank you.
Oh, damn. Thank you for waking me up. They said the black and the berry, the sweet and the juice. Okay. Let's find out, shall we? Let's go. Hey. I said black, white, white. Blacker than white.
La 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 la. The people will pull back.
We are the same, baby. The money will come if you work for it. This is your day, baby.
La 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 la.
If you hit me, then I will feel pain.
Ay, 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 ay.
If you hate me, then I'll go away.
Bye, 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 bye to you.
We all the same. It don't matter if you black or white. We bleed the same.
Ay, 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 ay.
Some people don't make it, baby.
Ay, 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 ay.
They said black man, how does it feel? So black, how does it feel? They say white man, how does it feel? To be so white, some call you white. So how does it feel? They call you white, black, whiter than black, white, black. But we all the same. Ay, 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 ay. We are the same, baby. Nickel the bit. Yeah, 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 yeah. It don't matter if you black or white. Ay, 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 ay. I will treat you like I would treat you. Wah, 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 wah. 'Cause we are the same. My grandfather told me the truth. Told me to smile before he died. I do not cry no more. I wipe my eyes and hope I see you again. They call you white, black, whiter than black.
White, black, go be yourself.
Black, white, blacker than white. White, black, we are the same. Forgive them for they to feel pain. We are the same to the maker. La 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 la.
White, black, whiter than black.
Black, white, you be yourself. White or black, we all the same, baby. One day the people will know. I hope they don't find out too late. 'Cause out here it's cold. We all the same.